Consider repeating the last. When 20 millions were slaughtered by Nazi invasion, they died fighting on our side, you know, to defend all of mankind against Nazi terror and hatred. In the name of humanity bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born. And before we do that which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Do you think that the Russians want war? They're the sons and the daughters of parents who died in the last one. Do you think they could ever go through that again? The destruction, the heartache, the suffering, the pain. In the Second World War, out of every three dead, one was Russian. Don't you think that with all of our power, that we could find a way for to peacefully settle our difference? In the name of humanity bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born. And before we do that which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Do you think that the Russians want war? Will the voice of insanity lead you to total destruction? Will you stumble to death as though you were blind? Would you cause the destruction of all humankind? Would you die just because you don't like their political system? There will be no survivors, you know, no one left for to scream in the night and to curse our stupidity. In the name of humanity bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born. And before we do that which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again, and again, and again, and again, and
thank you. the way one would live.
Can they make a request?
Thank you.
she would have married me. But I refused her crown of gold, and it's all for the love of thee. Well, if you could have married the king's daughter, I'm sure you are to blame, for I am married to a house carpenter, and I think he's a fine young man. Will you forsake your house carpenter and go along with me? I'll take you where the grass grows green, on banks of sweet Italy. Well, she picked up her little babe and kisses David three. Said, stay here at home with my house carpenter and keep him company. Well, they hadn't been out but about 2 weeks. It surely was not more than three. When this poor maid began to weep and wept most bitterly. How do you weep for your gold, he said, or do you weep for your store, or do you weep for your house carpenter? You'll never see him no more. I do not weep for my gold, she said, and neither for my store. But I do weep for my little babe, who I never shall see anymore. Well, they hadn't been out but about 3 weeks. It surely was not more than four. When this poor ship, it sprang a leak, and it sank to rise no more. What hills that shine so white, that shine as white as snow? Those are the hills of heaven, my love, where you and I will never go. What hills are those that shine so black, that shine as black as coal? Those are the hills of hell, my love, where you and I must go. Oh, three times around spun the gallant ship, three times around spun she. Three times around spun the gallant ship and sank to the bottom of the sea.
Traveling. Nobody sang it like you can sing.
Right. That's for sure.
Pete.
circa 1840. I'll sing to you of the good old days when people were honest and true, before their brains were rattled and crazed by everything strange and new, when every man was a working man and earned his livelihood, and the women were smart and industrious and lived for their family's good. In the days of Andy Jackson and of old Granddaddy Grimes, when a man wasn't judged by the clothes he wore in old Potter times. Oh, the young women didn't hug nor kiss their fellows whenever they came to court, or paddle around on roller skates or pound the amphora. They kept their men at a good arm's length and made them know their place, and they played upon washboards and kettles and brooms with amazing skill and grace. They didn't lay abed till 11 a.m., got up in the morning betimes, and they didn't elope with the old man's coachman in old Potter times. Young fellers, they loaf about the street and struggle with bad cigars, and stay up late when they should be at home with their daddies and their mas. They wear tight trousers like wise tight boots and guzzle lager beer, and when their daddies pay up the bill, they find it pesky dear. Well, my old man was a farmer, boys, and we'd neither dollars nor dimes. We'd work from daybreak till candlelight in old Potter times. Young folks, they didn't drive fast horses or gamble with cards and dice, and they didn't hold church lotteries, for it wasn't considered nice. For now they'll gamble and drink mean rum and lead hypocritical lives, and their wives run away with each other's husbands and husbands with other men's wives. Folks didn't have delirium tremens nor perpetrate horrible crimes, for the cider was good and the rum was pure in old Potter times.
People at the top there could lead us in some kind of wonderful all join in sort of a song. Rock the roof off the place. Let the fiddle people have it.
So I never more in this time.
hesitation, go right into the fiddle, whatever it's going to be, a fiddle gathering, and the contra dance workshop has been moved back until 3:45 in the pit. If you see anybody.
Can I amplify on that? We're very happy to have back with us from the SIPPED.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.